Late last month, a large fire broke out at a hydraulic fracturing, or fracking pad, in Monroe County. According to a report from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, fire crews doused the site with more than 300,000 gallons of water, forcing nearly a dozen drilling-related chemicals to run off the site. Several of those chemicals were then discovered in a nearby creek, where, as the report explains, more than 70,000 fish were killed along a five-mile stretch. In responding to the fire in Monroe County, Governor John Kasich says it might be time to change laws again to make sure all first responders have more access to all the chemical information.
Because we do have, I'm told, the most transparent of all the fracking liquid in the country. But if it's not getting to enough people, then we need to widen it. Because I don't want to have people walking around saying, well, I don't know what was there.
Companies are already required to provide a list of the chemicals used at the site. The only chemicals not on the list are those protected by trade rights, which are still reported to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Tom Stewart, Executive Vice President of the Ohio Oil and Gas Association, urges that the drilling companies were compliant and disclosed all their chemicals, even proprietary information, upon request. He adds that organizations such as the Ohio Medical Society are satisfied with the current chemical disclosure laws.
The people that really care about this stuff, like doctors, believe that they have, through their society, believe that they can get the access to the information that they need. I think what's happening here is just another political gamesmanship.
Stewart adds that creating more access to trade secrets would stifle the industry and company innovation. The Ohio Environmental Council has been calling for expanded access to chemical information since the fracking industry started to take off in the state. Deputy Director Jack Shaner says the process could still be faster and that firefighters need to know about the chemicals on the pad while rushing to the scene.
You know, depending on what the chemicals are, that helps guide the effective suppression of that fire, whether you use foam, use water, have other approaches to that fire. They can predict how it's going to react, how it may flame up, or how plumes of air emissions may flow. Firefighters desperately need that information.
Kasich maintains that he's for strong regulations while still preserving the industry.
I mean, I think it's absolutely critical that we protect this environment, but we can protect it and still have a good business that's employing lots of people in our state. So these things are not taken lightly. They're not swept under the rug. They're things we focus on.
The governor also said he wants to take a look at ways of improving internal communication among his own administration. Both the Ohio EPA and ODNR were on the scene quickly after the fire started. As the federal EPA releases information about the cleanup, ODNR continues to investigate the fish kill and the overall incident. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.